is the Celebrity Afterlife Report podcast.
Hi there, friends. It's me, your old pal, the Celebrity Medium, back with another edition of the only show on the internet that gives you the up-to-the-minute gossip about all your favorite deceased celebs. Sorry for the two-week interruption in shows. I had to take a trip to the Seattle area on kind of short notice. Nothing bad, not an emergency, just a family thing that had me up there over two consecutive weekends, which is when I normally put the show together. Anybody, I'm back. That's behind us. So let's get into the juicy stuff. Recently, I got a phone call on the Celebrity Afterlife Report hotline from a guy in Westwood, Los Angeles. He said he has reason to suspect that Judy Garland is his birth mother, and he wanted to know if I could get the answer to that question. Well, a little history is required here. When Judy Garland was on the earthly plane, she was married four or five times, I forget, and they all ended in divorce. So in the next world, she's been rather sour on men. And she kind of became a radical feminist, to be honest. And she decided she wanted to start a town in the next world for just females, no men at all. And she had some women backing her on that and so forth. And she was moving that along. She had some problems with male construction workers not wanting to work for her to build this town. So she hooked up with Fred Trump, who is Donald Trump's father. He said he understood. He related to her issues, and he would help her out. Well, it turned out that he was actually just trying to rip off the plans to the town, and everything got screwed up when Judy Garland fell in love with him and announced that the two of them would be co-mayors of the town, which, as you can understand, kind of pissed off the women who were planning to move there without their boyfriends, husbands, or sons. So that whole thing went berserk. Then Fred Trump took it over, along with Charles Lindbergh, who was a Nazi sympathizer when he was on the earthly plane. And they were going to make an all-white community out of it, which apparently was the plan all along. That got all screwed up. That fell apart. So now it's Steve Jobs and Walt Disney who are currently running it, and they've got whole other plans for it. Anyway, the point being, after Judy Garland got chumped by Fred Trump, she has been in seclusion. Nobody knows where she is. She's been out of the public eye. I have spoken to some of my afterlife sources. Not one of them has any idea where she might be or how to get in touch with her. So the sorry answer is I can't tell you if she's your birth mother or not. There's no way to ask her to get an answer to that. So I really apologize, but I gotta be honest with you. No way to find out until she resurfaces, and then, you know, maybe she'll want to talk about it. Maybe she won't. Somebody we have never talked about before, at least as far as I can remember, on the report is actor Leslie Nielsen. You probably know him best from the Naked Gun movies and Airplane. Now, Nielsen was a serious actor for most of his career until he was cast in Airplane, along with Robert Stack, Peter Graves, and Lloyd Bridges. They were also kind of, you know, leading men in B-movies. The producers deliberately cast them rather than comedians so that their characters would be just oblivious to the chaos going on around them. Before he became known for his comedy acting, Nielsen appeared in a few forgettable movies and some TV shows. Then he was cast as the male lead in Forbidden Planet, opposite Bombshell and Francis. The movie, which was intended to be a sci-fi version of Shakespeare's The Tempest, was a big hit and made Leslie Nielsen and Anne Francis stars. Now, if you see the movie today, it looks very much of its time, the 50s. But back in the day, its sets, props, costumes, and using electronic sounds made it really cutting edge. Okay, that brings us to the next world. According to my sources, some smart producer got a great idea. He or she, I don't know who the producer is yet, has decided to cast Nielsen and Francis in a musical stage version of Forbidden Planet. I'm told that the concept is very tongue-in-cheek, something akin to Airplane and the Naked Gun movies. In other words, they're going to play it absolutely straight, but it'll be kind of absurd to the audience. Apparently, they're going to try to have close replicas of the costumes and sets from Forbidden Planet in the stage production, as well as Robbie the Robot, who is a central figure in the movie. Now, obviously, I haven't seen any of this, but this kind of puts me in mind of the Rocky Horror Picture Show, minus the transgender theme, of course. I don't know if it really is going to be like that with sing-alongs and people, you know, screaming out the lines, but that's what it makes me think of. Anyway, this is one of those projects that sounds like it could be a huge success if it's done right, or a massive failure if it isn't. I'll let you know how things progress as the show goes into production. Legendary producer and brother of actress Penny Marshall, Gary Marshall, was the creative director of the Afterlife All Canine cable channel, which still isn't on the air. I said was because he has resigned his position. Now, before my little unexpected two-week break, I told you there was turmoil at the network over some executives there offering a time slot to Alan Thicke for a revival of his old talk show, Thicke of the Night. Now, Alan, going into the meeting, had no idea what the format of the channel was, and he was, to say the least, not happy when he found out they wanted him to have a dog as his sidekick on the show. You know, like the Ed McMahon person would be a dog. So he stormed out of the meeting and subsequently fired his agent and manager for getting him to be there. It then turned out that the execs hadn't bothered to inform Gary Marshall about their offer to Thicke. And when he found out about it, he went into a tirade about them going over his head, which is, you know, kind of understandable, and he even called Alan Thicke to apologize. And my sources tell me that a few days after that, he tendered his resignation effective immediately. Since then, he has reportedly been taking meetings of his own, looking for a new job. Word is that Gary has several irons in the fire and will almost certainly be employed again very soon. Moral of the story? Don't cross the boss. For weeks now, we've been following the bizarre story, like they all aren't, of the movie artists Jean-Michel Basquiat and Salvador Dali are making Inside Environment, the indoor rain attraction they essentially inherited from creator Steve Jobs. Now, very little is known about the film, including the plot, who will be in it, along with Basquiat and Dali, or even what genre it's going to be. But the only thing we do know is that the film will have a giant replica of the Sphinx featured prominently in it. Now, this Sphinx is about 150 feet tall and is made out of what has been described to me as a jello-like material. We have also known for a few weeks now that the face of the Sphinx will be Michael Jackson's. Over this past week, like this wasn't weird enough already, I got one more piece of information about it. I can now report that the Sphinx will be hollow, other than kind of an internal supporting skeleton. Not like an actual human skeleton, but a framework that'll support the shell. The rest of the interior is going to contain some kind of residential set. Now, what character or characters are going to be living inside it? We don't know. Who'll be playing that character or characters? We don't know. Does any of this make any sense? We kind of do know the answer to that one. Okay, time to pack everything up and lock up the Celebrity Afterlife Report studio for this week. Barring any quasi-emergency trips out of town, I'll be back again next week with more up-to-the-minute gossip about all your favorite deceased celebs. Hope to see you back here then. Please help spread the word that the report can be found on iTunes, in the Google Play Store, and on K-Chung AM 1630 in Los Angeles. I would love it if you would like this on YouTube and subscribe to my channel wherever you may run across it. I'm the Celebrity Medium. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Celebrity Afterlife Report podcast. To ask a question about your favorite deceased celebrity, call 818-3-MY-DREAM. 818-3-MY-DREAM. 818-369-3732.